My name is Adara Cox. I am the creator of Adara Farms Community and Healing for Women. A little bit about me. I write journals. I share healing content and just to help inspire young women on their journey into becoming the highest versions of themselves. As far as journaling goes, journaling has always been something that has helped me really navigate through my thoughts when like verbally communicating wasn't a thing for me in the past. Also too, that being said, like during my writing process, I usually just let whatever I feel just flow on to the paper. I let the pen do its job. Like, of course, you know, I have my thoughts where I'm like writing them down, but ultimately when it comes to journaling, I don't always have like an idea of what I want to write about. I just let it flow and it just becomes something bigger than what I expect most of the time. As far as it, like what's it's like to like reread what I wrote, I usually don't reread what I wrote. Like I'll like go through the process of like typing it up because I always write it in a journal first, and then I'll go through the process of rereading it, and then after that, like I just let it go. Like, so I don't read it multiple times to just make sure there's no grammar issues, and it's posted. And also to a little bit about like what it means for me to help young women through my writing, I just hope that the words that I share inspire young women to see themselves as the most highest versions that they can possibly walk into. I know what it's like to feel really down, to feel like people don't understand what you're going through. And of course, you know, not everyone may be able to relate to what I go through as a young woman as well, but I just hope that certain things that I do write or share does resonate with some of the young women that read my podcast. So that's a little bit about me. I have a special guest here today. Her name is...
Hi, my name is Kayla. I'm a longtime friend of Adara. We've been friends for, I don't even know how long, years now, since middle school, high school.
Yeah, girl, that's a long time.
But yeah, I'm glad to be on here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. And thank you for just taking the time out to sit with me and discuss a little bit about healing and what my journals mean to you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. So I just want to ask, how do you define healing?
I would say in general, how I would define healing is just first being self-aware. I think that's pretty much the first step in healing, to be honest, is right. Figuring out what's going on with you. Like, figure out what things you have going on that you can improve on, basically. Things that have probably maybe triggered you in the past, and you can work on that stuff. I think that just starting that process and self-identifying, being self-aware of your flaws is the start of healing for me personally.
Yes, I love that you said self-aware. I feel like that is a really, really important aspect of the healing journey, and just healing in general, is being aware of the things that bother you, being aware of the things that trigger you, being aware of some of the things that you've gone through that may not have been, you know, healthy, you know, growing up or whatever the case may be. And that was something that I especially had to go through as far as like beginning a healing journey like 2.5 years ago, was really like trying to separate myself from the trauma, but also to being aware of who I am outside of that experience. So
yeah,
definitely self-aware. Like, I wholeheartedly agree with what you said there with that. So if you have some healing practices, like what are some healing practices that work for you?
I don't know if I have any real healing practices. I know, like, now that I'm working with kids, like 4-year-olds,
right,
like one thing that we tell them when they're upset or frustrated is like take a deep breath. For one child in my class who's autistic, that works really, really well for her. So that's not for me, but I think in general, like, I've just learned from like telling kids to take a deep breath that even if I'm going through something, like, girl, take a deep breath. You know what I mean? Like, let's reevaluate so we don't kind of say something that we don't mean or do something irrational, or what's that word when you do something and you don't think about it?
Oh, being I know this word.
Impulsive.
Yes.
I feel like I can be very impulsive sometimes. So
Yes.
I think a way that I can like kind of not be so impulsive is by really just taking a deep breath and like I'm
Yes.
like, okay, stop. Let me think about what it is that I actually want to do without going full force.
Yes,
You know?
I definitely agree with that. That is a really popular healing technique, as far as just anything goes. If you're like an anxious person, or if you feel like you're like just out of control, taking a breath can really, really help bring you back to like the present moment. Like, it's gonna be okay, you know? And I didn't realize, like, even for myself, like how important breathing was. Really, probably until like a year and a half after like I started embarking on the healing journey myself, I didn't realize like what the heal what not the healing but what the breathing actually meant. It meant like, you taking a moment to pause. And I never thought about it like that until like I started doing more research and practicing myself. I'm like, okay, I see why people say breathe, because it makes you have to be present with yourself, because you have to breathe in the present,
Do
so
you have
yeah.
any other things beside breathing that would be like your healing practices other than breathing?
Yes. I have so many different practices. It's so funny. It just depends on how I'm feeling in the day, but I'll like describe some of the ones that I do. Something that I really do like all the time is, after like a long day, I literally make sure that I put some time aside. As soon as I get home, I eat, and then I make sure like I make me a hot bath. I make me a hot bath, put some Epsom salt in it, put some like shea butter or like lavender oil in it, or like lavender like bath like soap stuff, whatever. And I just make sure that that's my time for me to unwind, to let go of everything that happened in the day, and just be present with myself. I love hot baths. Like, it really gives me a chance to just let everything out. And I really believe like water is like a really it's a healing source. And
Yeah,
I
I
believe
agree.
water takes out, some of the things that, in my opinion, like water does like take away from like what happened throughout the day, for me at least, especially hot water. I just, 'cause you're soaking in it, and it's relieving some stress. It's relieving like tension from the day. And I feel like, in a way, like the water absorbs it, And that's what I think about. I'm like, whatever, when I get in this tub, whatever I came in this tub with is not coming out with me. And that's how I think about it. Another thing that I do also is I make me some hot tea. And sometimes I'll drink hot tea in a bath, but it depends on how hot the water is, because I don't want to be sweating while I'm taking a
Yeah,
bath.
overheating and heating the
But yeah, I make me some hot tea, whether that is jasmine tea, green tea, turmeric tea, whatever tea I'm feeling, chamomile tea. I can keep listing them. I just pick a tea that I'm feeling during the night. I make sure like I take the time to put my honey in my cup, and like that's my moment of unwinding too, doing something for myself as far as drinking a cup of tea. 'Cause I just feel like tea is soothing as well. And also too, tea is like a meditative practice as well in many cultures. So I use it in that way. And what else do I do? Of course, I write, that's something I do. But really lately, I still write, but I'm realizing that, like, because I write and I share with people, sometimes the writing is not what I want to do at the moment, just because I'm writing all the time. So yeah, like that. That's what I do. Take my bath, drink my tea. Sometimes I'll just like get in my bed, turn all the lights off, and just sit in the dark. And I just and it like I don't overthink, but I just like, okay, you're here, you're in your bed. I just like talk, I just say out loud like all the things I'm thankful for. Like, I'm thankful for my bed, I'm thankful for my home, like I'm thankful to like how I've gotten through the day okay. I'm thankful to be safe. Like, I say all those things aloud sometimes, and even though like I may have felt just like overwhelmed in the day, like when I say those things, it just makes me realize like how grateful I should be for just like being able to even experience some of the things that may not feel too great in the moment,
I think it's really like healthy to like say like I'm thankful thankful for this, I'm thankful for that, and like say those things every single day, because it can be so easy to kind of focus on the negatives in your life, you know, small, big, and can be very easy to just fixate on the negative things that are going on in your life. So I think a really good way, because some people can be easily, can easily fixate on those kinds of things. And I think a really good way to not do that is to really just say out loud what you're thankful for, all the positives in your life. And I think that can really, really uplift a person's mood. In regards to not focusing on that kind of stuff.
And also too, like, I'm glad you said that, because I was just thinking when you were saying that, like, you control the narrative in your mind. So when you, even if something did not go too well in the day, I'm like, okay, listen, this didn't go the way I intended it to go, but I'm like, it happened. It happened for a reason, and that's okay. I'm changing the narrative. This is not a bad thing. I don't, if for me, I don't believe things are inherently all bad and inherently all good. I feel like there's negative and positive energy that they have to balance each other out. So you can't have good without the bad, you know, and you can't have bad without the good, you know, but I just say, I usually say like now, you can't have positive without the negative and the negative without the positive, you know? So yeah, just all about changing that narrative and speaking on the things. Like, I, even if something terrible happens, I'm like, you know what? At least I was able to experience this inconvenience, because some people don't even, they don't even get to wake up, you know? So that's what I think about. And I don't ever want to say like, oh, things could always be worse, because I hate saying that. But I always say like, you know what? Like, I came out okay. That's what matters. I came out okay, you know, and I'm gonna keep it pushing. I'm like, yeah, you know, this shit sucks. It sucks, but what can I do? I can't do it. I can't change how it happened. It happened the way it was supposed to, and that's it. Yes, girl. But yeah, that's some of my healing practices. And that's some of the things that like I do to, you know, just help like navigate through, just focusing on the good, because there's so much, I feel like there's so much more good than there is negative.
I agree.
So like, even with your healing, I'm not sure like, you know, where you are on that journey, but what is something that you have learned about yourself?
I would say I haven't experienced anxiety growing up, but I feel like I've experienced it a lot more the past 2 years. And I know anxiety is different for everyone, and like, I haven't really done the research to like know if what I'm feeling is anxiety, but like, it's truly of just a feeling of like a tightness inside of me, like just feeling extremely nervous about anything, about really anything that might, that I might be nervous about. I feel like I've experienced that more the past 2 years. And I'm not really sure why. So that's definitely something that I'm learning about myself. And kind of how to navigate. And I think this goes back to the healing practices, what I can do when I start to feel like that. How I can just kind of take a moment to realize, okay, why am I feeling this way? And what can I do to help me feel better? I'm definitely learning that about myself.
And that's, I mean, that goes back to what you said earlier about being self-aware and, you know, knowing like what's bothering you and how you're feeling, you know, paying attention to your breathing, paying attention to the thoughts, pay attention to the sensations in your body, you know, the tension of the anxiety. Like, you know, I understand how, what that feeling is, because I had anxiety like most of my life, but I don't even say that I have anxiety anymore. I just say like, I'm feeling anxious, you know, it's a feeling. I'm separating myself from embodying the anxiety. I feel the anxiety, you know, and that's, that could be something that might help too. Like, okay, yeah, I'm feeling anxious, but I'm not an anxious person. I'm just feeling anxious, you know. You're changing the narrative, and that also too might help with even like taking away from the tension in your body, you know. Okay, when you realize and start speaking like, I am not this, I just feel this, it changes like the whole dynamic of like what you feel and what you think about yourself, and even like, you know, in relation to like mental health as well.
That's definitely important.
And that's just something I learned over the 2 years of just being in therapy, and then also too, you know, doing the work, doing the shadow work that no one sees, you know, you know, to spend the time by myself, meditating, letting myself feel what I need to feel, but then also to realizing and reminding myself, like, it's okay that you feel this way. You are not this, you just feel this. And it took me a long time to separate myself from the emotion.
Right. I think it's important not to label yourself as like one thing or another just because mm-hmm. you're feeling this way.
Yes.
Like you said, it's definitely good to just say like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. But you don't have to label yourself as like these certain things. Like that's not healthy.
It's not. And again, like it takes looking back into yourself, being aware of yourself, getting the necessary help that you need if you feel like you need it, and just like also to taking a step back and seeing yourself like in a different way than what you used to, you know, that means just like taking notes and asking yourself some necessary questions that you may not have asked yourself before because you never thought about like doing some self-reflective work, you know. But yeah, definitely, as far as like, you know, learning about yourself, that's a powerful thing. And I always want to like remind people that, like, you know that you feel anxious, so that's something that you can identify, that some people don't even know how to identify what they're feeling because they're feeling too many things at once,
right?
And again, that's just a part of just, you know, learning about yourself, being more self-aware, and taking the time out to really like say like, hey, like, how am I feeling today? Mm-hmm. What happened to me today? Am I okay right now? Like, and I mean, but again, it takes strength to do that too, which I want to add on to that. Like, it takes a lot of like willpower to be like, yeah, I feel fucked up right now. Like, I feel, I don't feel great today. I really don't. And I'm okay with not feeling okay today because it's just one day. I'll be okay. I'll keep treading through.
It's important to go back to like how you were saying when you are feeling that way to really take a moment and not get distracted by maybe you're in the moment and you have to like do something, you know what I mean? So you're like if you're at work or something and then you get like you start feeling anxious about whatever it is.
Right.
I think it's important no matter what to kind of take that moment in that moment to be like, hey, okay, why am I feeling this way? Take some deep breaths, you know, breath work or whatever works for you. But it's important to do that in that moment so you can remember what was going on in that moment that made you feel like that, you know?
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. And again, like even adding on to what you just said, it's so easy to get lost in the mix of everything that's going on around you. And it's important to be able to like, hey, like, yeah, I'm here right now, but like I can also take a moment while I'm in this space to just do a quick little meditative little thing for myself, or to ask myself, how am I feeling, or go take a break and go outside for a second and come back into the office, whatever your job may be, if you do go into office. But it's again, like, it, you have to be aware enough to be like, listen, yeah, all this stuff is going on around me, but I don't have to absorb it. I don't have to make it, you know, take over my day. Let me take some time out for myself just in this moment while I'm here to be like, listen, you're pushing, you're doing your thing, and that's all you can do today. And that's all you feel like doing today. And just keep it going, you know? That's how I am. Like, I'm a person who is involved in a lot, which you already know, but I literally sometimes, like, I tell myself, like, if I'm at the office, I'm gonna go take a walk, take a 10-minute walk, and then come back inside, because right now I'm just not feeling this. And I usually feel so much better after that 10-minute walk and going back into the office. I'm like, okay, that was necessary for me. I need to do that because I've been sitting down for 3.5 hours and my mind is just going blank at the moment. But yeah, so in what ways has Adara Affirms journals inspired you?
I think in general, because I am not a writer, that just your way of words is just very powerful and inspirational in itself. I think the two journals that I feel like I related to the most was your most recent one about growth, and then the one you had a while back about relinquishing control. Those two for me I feel like really just kind of resonated with me, because I just feel like I'm in the season that I'm in right now. I feel like I'm growing, but it's also like, okay, I graduated and then I have a job and like another field that I did not get my degree in. And I'm just like, okay, I'm trying to relinquish that control of like where I thought I was going to be after I graduated and where I currently am. And also trying to remember that even though I'm not in that place right now that I thought I was going to be, I'm still growing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes, so that's why those two journals were definitely, definitely powerful for me. And I related to those the most because that's in the season that I'm in right now.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that with me. That makes me like feel so good that like I never had like a super like huge intention like, oh, I'm going to help all these people today. I just hope like at least one person resonates with something or relates to something, you know, because I feel like if I'm able to impact one person, I don't know how many other people that this person is going to impact just from reading my journal, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, relinquishing control, I feel like probably is one of the most like powerful pieces I've written from myself, because that was like a point in time when I wrote that, like I was realizing that I had control issues to the point where I was causing myself to feel anxiety because of me trying to control the present moment when I could have just like been moving with the season, you know,
right,
moving with it. And that's something I wholeheartedly try to do as often as I can, is to move with the flow of the season and not allow myself to try to take control. Like I can control my feelings, I can control what I think, I can control like how productive I am, but I can't control every little aspect of the day and the week and the year. Like I can't control that, and that's something I know. So I have to remind myself that all the time, like it's okay, like it's not okay, it didn't work out the way you wanted to, it's not happening in a way, but it's happening in the way it's supposed to. So
right,
that's something I always remember, especially like thinking about that journal, relinquishing control, because that one right there, I was going through it, like just with myself, I'm like, why do you keep trying to control things? And again, I have to remember too that like I still am healing from trauma environment, and one of the things that was so hard for me was being out of control during that time in my life. And I developed that control issue because I was so out of control. And when I had the chance to take authority over my life more so, I was like, I'm not gonna let this happen. This is not gonna happen to me. I'm gonna make sure I have all my P's and Q's together. I'm gonna be super, super like, you know, straight. I don't have to worry about anything. And then like 2 years, going into 2 years of this healing, I'm like, okay, well, that was not healthy. That was that was more damaging to you than anything, trying to control stuff. Like I literally would embody anxiety because I was panicking because it wasn't working out in the way that I wanted it to. Little backstory about that one. And then the growth one. Yeah, that growth one, I actually recently wrote, probably a couple months ago. But that one right there was, I also feel like I've did a shift with that one too, because I've been transitioning a lot and I've been seeing like the growth in myself as far as just like even how I react to things. Like I may not like how something's happening at the moment, but I don't let it like consume my mind or allow my body to embody anxiety. I just kind of like, okay, you know what? Well, what can I learn from this?
Right. That's something that I'm still learning with currently. It's like not to fixate on like a small thing that might have happened in the day. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, like it is what it is. It happened. That's something that I'm still like learning to deal with. Yes. But in a way, like you're still growing. I'm trying to constantly remind myself that even though I'm not where I thought I was going to be at this point, I'm still growing. And like going back to relinquishing control, like God has a plan for me. That's what I have to tell myself every single day. Like I thought I had a plan, but at the end of the day, God has a plan for me. And this is what he has wanted me to do. Like this was his plan for me. Right. So I'm just going along with that. That's something that I've, over the past few months since graduating, that I've really just started to do more, is like pray more, like talk to God and be like, hey, like, I know you are in control. Like, I know I wanted this, this, and that, but you wanted me to do this, this, and this. You know what I mean? And that is okay.
Yes. And then also, too, like, something even with that, when I see, like, okay, I had this intention for myself, I had this plan for myself, but I see, like, I'm being pulled in this direction that's opposite of what I had intended. I'm like, okay, well, obviously, there's value in me being pulled to this direction. So, what is it that I'm doing right now that will help me not only, like, move with the season, but also to move in this direction in a way that will be conducive to me, but also to be, like, also to, like, beneficial for me to keep growing and keep getting to where I want to be. I realize, like, you can always have a plan for yourself, and it's always great to have a plan for yourself, but if you're being pulled in another direction, or it's you're in a different situation than you intended, I'm like, okay, like, well, what can I learn from this? What experience can I gain from this? Because obviously I'm going to be gaining something from this. So let me do all I can do in this moment where God has me, and do all I can do to learn as much as I can, to you know, grow as much as I can, so that I can take these skill sets and take them somewhere else when it's time for me to transition into the next season of my career.
Yes. I feel that for real.
Yeah, girl. That's where I'm at too. Like, even like recently, with the growth thing, I went to, like, a organization little celebration thing that they had with, like, these powerful leaders and stuff that work for the university. And I had great conversations with all of these people. And one thing that really stood out to me, like, from that, like, whole experience, God placed me at that table with all those, like, powerful leaders for a reason, for me to connect with them. Literally through one of those conversations that I had at that table that night at that dinner celebration, one person, this man, offered me an internship, like, right on the spot.
Wow.
Like, asked me, like, if it's yours, if you want it, you know, just call me. Let me know what you think. I was like, huh? I'm like, this man just, like, offered me, like, an internship that can move into, like, a full-time position. I'm like,
yeah, that's amazing.
Amazing. And again, that just goes back to, like, the growth. Like, instead of me, like, questioning it, I'm like, no, I'm open to any opportunity. If it's going to get me some experience that, like, I may need for, like, future endeavors, let me take it. Let me see what they have to offer. Absolutely. And I if I give it a chance, then I know, like, I gave it a chance. And if I feel like it's not for me, I'll be like, I declined this. I gave it a chance, but it just doesn't sit well with me. And that's okay, you know? That's a part of the growth. That's a part of relinquishing control, is, like, being open to opportunities, even if they may not be what you intended.
Yes.
But also, too, relinquishing that control, like, okay, like, obviously I'm being handed this opportunity for a reason, so let me just go with the flow, and not try to control, like, kind of control, like, what's supposed to happen. Because you can't. It's everything's... in my opinion, it's pre-designed for you, so you're going to walk into every door that's meant for you no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what.
I agree.
And that's how I see things, and that's how, like, I feel like things happen in my life in that way, and that's how I keep moving. So that's, like, a little bit back story of, like, just the relationship control and the growth, but also too, like, me seeing the growth in myself from just writing those pieces about relationship control, and then the growth also too. But yeah, so you already told me about, like, you know, one thing that resonated you the most since reading my journals. So what are some things that you hope to see in the near future within your personal growth journey?
Oh, I would say mainly just with growth. I think there's so many things that, like, I want to do, even if I don't know, like, right now, career-wise, it's like, okay, I'm really not sure what exactly I want to do, but I'm learning that is okay.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be, Lord willing, I'm going to be, you know, in a position that I will learn and grow from, even if it's not what I want to do. You know what I mean? So that's kind of what I hope for the future, and really just kind of being in a really good place, obviously career-wise, financially, but as far as growth, just being content with myself, being in the best place internally in the future. That's really where I think what is most important for me is internally being happy and content.
Yes, I love to hear that. I feel like with you having contentment within yourself, everything else will move smoother, more smoothly, like than before not having content. Something that I learned, like as just far as my healing journey, with contentment was just like when I became content in like who I am and who I'm becoming and who I am trying to become, like I realized like this is what I have to offer. I know what I can do. I know what I don't know how to do. I'm open to learning. And that's the beauty in just like the growth journey. It's just like, being content where you are. And then also too, if you don't feel content in like a position, then work towards growing and work toward getting to where you want to be. But also too,
Confidence is really also a thing that I want to grow in too, because I feel like, especially when you're in places or situations that you're like, okay, this is new for me, and I'm like not confident in doing like whatever it is, that's something that I've been dealing with recently, and it's like, okay, you're feeling uncomfortable in this situation, but like, let's figure out what you can do to be better at it. You know what I mean? Like, don't fixate on not being confident in it because you're not familiar with it, but like, let's do something that will make you better at whatever it is you're trying to do. That's something that I definitely want to grow, have growth in over, the next few years.
Yes, and you will get there. You keep your mind set on like I'm gonna grow from this. You're going to. It's gonna happen. It's not gonna happen overnight, but it's gonna happen over like a period of time. You're like, dang, like look at me. Like I'm not even moving or thinking the same way I used to. And I have those epiphanies all the time. Like, wow, I used to react to that. Now this doesn't even faze me anymore. And that's a part of being content. That's a part of like knowing who you are, knowing, where you're trying to go, and also realizing that like you don't know everything and that's okay. Not everybody who is in the field that you're trying to get into knows everything either. We're all here to help one another and grow, and you ask the right questions, you get to where you want to be. Just keep asking the right questions, keep absorbing all the information you can, and you will have that growth. You will have that contentment. And I always speak that over myself too. Like if I'm feeling like underconfident, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna walk in there like I'm confident. And if I really don't know something, I'm gonna be like, listen, I don't know how to answer this, but can you direct me to how I can learn how to answer this for next time? Like I'm always open to that, 'cause like again, like I'm a lifetime learner, and that's what I think one thing too we have to realize too, like even with the contentment, we're lifetime learners. Like we will forever be learning something new about ourselves, about our career, about maybe a hobby, whatever it may be. Like we're always constantly learning, and there's nothing that you cannot do that you don't set your mind to,
It's important. I like that phrase that you said, lifetime learner, because I think it's important to not feel shame in asking for help, Like, I think that can be, it can be very much like, okay, I can do this by myself. But it's like, no, like, even if you don't know somebody or something that can help you, like, they will come, and then you'll realize, like, oh, like, this person is in my life
For a reason.
for a reason, and they're here to help me. So I think it's really important to not feel like you can't ask for help from anybody, because we all need help
Girl, yeah,
in
and
one
it's it
some way or another.
Yes, and it takes a village. It takes a freaking village. And that's something I learned over like the last year, even like becoming like the leader at my job on one of the teams that we have. I realized I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm the leader and I'm supposed to help, direct and guide everyone. But again, if they want to take on like a project within our group, let them do it, because I don't have to carry the burden or all the weight on my own. I don't. And I'm okay with that now. I'm like, okay, you got to it before me. Thank you. Thank you. Because I know I'm doing fantastic work and you are too, but I didn't get to it, and you took the load off of me. And I appreciate that. And I used to get kind of upset, like, dang, like that's my job. I'm supposed to be doing that. But I'm like, no, other people can take on the weight. They can do it too, you know. I'm not the
Absolutely.
I'm superwoman, but like I'm not su I don't have to be superwoman all the time. Like, no.
Right.
I don't have to. And that's something also too we have to acknowledge as like black women as well. We do not have to have so many hats. We don't have to take on so many loads and responsibilities. We don't have to do that. We choose to do that because that's what we've been taught, you know, the mentality of being the strong black woman and having to, you know, be strong and be confident all the time. But I'm just like, no, today I don't feel confident. Today I don't feel like being a strong woman. Today I don't feel like talking about things that I don't feel like educating people. I don't feel like doing that right
Yes.
now. And I'm not going to. And that's
Yeah,
okay.
and that is okay.
It's okay. You know what? I'm like, you know what? Today I'm gonna turn my head to it. I don't care today. I don't want to do it today because I don't have to. I don't have to. And that's something, of course I do my responsibilities, you know, because that's what I'm supposed to do. But at the same time, it's like the extra stuff, it can be left behind. Like it's okay. Someone else can take it on, and I don't. I'm not going to be the person taking it on because I don't have to. You don't have like I, and that's something again I had to learn. Like, it's okay. Like everything's all right. Like if people get upset for you at you for telling them no, for boundaries, if they get upset for you telling no because you used to be a yes woman, then so what? That's not me anymore. I grew. And if you're not trying to grow with me or see my growth, then you can stay where you are. I'm gonna keep elevating. I'm gonna keep learning about myself. I'm gonna keep setting these boundaries. And because I'm doing all this work, that contentment is just gonna happen and it's just going to be there. And you're gonna be like, dang, like I'm a badass. Like I'm a badass because I chose me. I chose me. I chose
I
to
was
take care
just
of me.
talking about talking with my friend, and she was telling me about how she has to put boundaries in place with people who were her friends but had literally just kind of inserted their opinion on kind of everything in her life. And it's just like, okay, you don't have like she what was what she said that was really good. She was like, you don't have access to me in that way. And I thought that was just powerful. Like with your friends, you need to watch out for that. Like, not everybody needs to have that access to you all the time.
And you
Like,
don't have to.
boundaries are so important
Girl,
with
yes,
anyone.
I anyone, no, for real. Like it doesn't matter who it is, if it's family, if it's friends, if it's colleagues, whatever, whoever it may be, like no, you don't have to have access to me all the time, you know? And I had to realize that too. Like, why am I giving all this to this person and I don't have to? It's draining me. If it's draining me, no, I'm going to close that door. And also too, like with being self-aware, you also have to be like aware of the people around you, and you know, also too, like what are their placements in your life? Like what are they doing for you? Like, you know, I'm not saying like it's supposed to be like, oh, I'm supposed to get something out of this all the time, but I just believe relationships are reciprocal. So I just feel like with that being said, with that contentment and that boundary setting, it's just like I also too, I'm aware of like your placement in my life and who you are and who you've been. And because of this, like I'm setting the boundaries because I need to take care of me first.
Always.
Yes, girl. Yes. Thank you so much for being a part of Adara Affirms episode one.
Of
I'm super
course.
excited to post this. It's been a grand conversation.